This is Michael. I'm going to call myself unless somebody else wants to speak.
Michael, may I speak when you're done?
Sure. Just to clarify again, I did introduce a motion to this committee basically to apply that PNB formula, which, as Serene said, if you subtract only the affiliates' payments to the national office from the overall budget of the national office, you're therefore increasing the central service obligations of all the stations. I calculated what that was by dividing that amount of money up among the stations according to the amount they were currently paying in central services, what percentage of the central services each of the stations was paying. They took the same corresponding percentage of the additional amount that was needed and then subtracted the SCA credit from the current year's central service obligations. And that motion was defeated by the NFC. I'd be happy to introduce it with the formula that the PNB adopted, but I'll just point out that that would increase all the station's current central service obligations. Yes, what's your point of order?
I call for the orders of the day. This is a 20-minute item, and we've spent 26 minutes on it.
I'm Mr. Chair.
Yes, Serene.
So I would like Nick to be able to ask his question or make his statement. So what would that require of me by way of parliamentary procedure?
I think it's a motion to extend the discussion.
Extend by 5 minutes, please.
Is there an objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, Nick, you are next, and then I would like to make a motion.
Hi. I think I hear a consensus in the room, and I certainly support that the stations that earn the FCA income should have that benefit shown on their profit and loss statement. I think that the right way to do it is for on the profit and loss statement for those revenues to be credited during the time that they're earned. After that, I think we're getting into a bit of we're creating a lot of dust without creating much benefit if we credit them to the current amount due for central services or the past due amount, because speaking for KPFT, if we've got $20,000 in the bank that we can afford to send, and $11,000 is to our current bill, we should send the other $9,000 toward our past bill. And the totals don't change at the end of the day, I think is what I'm trying to say. So those are my thoughts.
Okay, it's not clear. Can I reintroduce the same motion that I...
I'm sorry, Michael. May I ask Nick a question before you do that? Yes?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So, Nick, here's the thing. The central service money goes directly to the national office. But payments of the SCA money goes directly to the national office. But payments of central services require action on the part of the station. So, while theoretically, it's all the same, it's this quote, the station's money. Who has access to it or how it flows into the national office is different. And that was the reasoning behind, having the arrears addressed from those payments. And then the stations would be billed for the difference in terms of their current central services. So I'm wondering, Michael. I know you want to make a motion. I'm just wondering if it would be useful to us. I think I'd raised this before to do a closed session where we can all use the precise amounts and be really, really plain. Make it really clear to everyone what we're talking about. instead of sort of the hedging that we're doing now so that we're not discussing contractual amounts openly.
Is that a motion to schedule a...
Our poll for the last one?
Okay, what's on for the motion to schedule a closed session when?
As soon as possible. If we could do that tonight, that would be great. I mean, I've heard it said, I don't know whether or not it's accurate, because, you know, you hear a lot of things on Pacifica, that a body can move into executive session. But let me know.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, R. Paul.
Yeah, I just want to say fast. I agree with Nick when he says totals don't change at the end of the day, and that is the main thing, I think. And I think we're tying ourselves up in a Gordian knot with all of these formulas, which, as I've said before, are kind of obsolete in, given the current situation. But I agree with Nick. The totals are the same at the end of the day, and this is becoming academic.
All right, Serena, I'm going to interpret your call for an executive session as being at the next meeting.
Is a motion?
Yeah, she was making a motion to have an executive session to discuss the exact amounts in the FCA.
Okay, give me exact wording on this, please. To have an executive session, go on.
To discuss the FCA payments at the next scheduled meeting of the National Finance Committee.
Mr. Chair, may I make a... Well, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess this is crossed off. What do you think of doing the executive session at the beginning so folks can come out of that really clear about what we're talking about?
That's fine,
Okay, so I'd like to make that amendment.
Well, we're still putting it together. So the motion would be to have an executive session at the start of the next meeting. Okay, at the start of.
Somebody get on the call?
Yeah, yes, it's Nick Arena.
Hi, Nick. Okay. We've been discussing the P&O budget and the SEA credit and how it relates to the central service payments. And there's a motion that we have an executive session at the start of our next National Finance Committee meeting to go into the exact details of the SEA payments.
All right. Yeah, I have to have an executive session at the start of the next scheduled meeting of the NFC to discuss SCA payments.
Any objection?
Yes.
Is that Tony?
Yes.
What's your objection?
Personally, I think we've just spent, the PNB and this committee has spent too much time on these sideband issues. And it don't make a difference, and it's very confusing, and it was never properly analyzed. I personally think that we don't need to spend any more time on it and let the new PNB revisit that issue, because I think we're spending entirely too much time on something that we have more pressing issues with on an academic argument. And it's already confusing how this stuff is going to be applied. So I'm against any more meetings, any closed meetings on this issue. So I'm against that.
Mr. Chair, I also object.
This
All
is
right.
Serene.
Go ahead, Serene. I think we're out of time.
Okay, I'll be very quick. I mean, I think we've spent a lot of time on it because we've not been able to be precise, because we probably should have begun the discussion with hard numbers that then makes it easier for people to understand the application. So it's true that we've spent a significant amount of time on it, or we've spent time on it at each meeting, but, you know, there are lots of other ways, so we've wasted time. And I don't think this is a waste. I think it's important that we actually be able to be specific, and people will end up being very clear about what is being discussed.
Okay, this is Michael. I'm calling myself. I did send around the numbers to everyone I think that the application of the credit to the arrears complicates things unnecessarily, and I think that in any event, doing so, if you apply the credit to the arrears, the final impact is increasing the current year central service obligations of all of the stations above what they currently are. Given that there were tremendous objections from WPFW and KPFA to seeing their central services requirements raised by the application of the credit, I think that if all five stations have to increase their central service payments because of the way the credit is applied, that all five stations are going to object to it. So I don't think the problem is the exact numbers. I think the problem is that we need to apply it by raising. Everybody has to acknowledge that, that more money has to come into the national office from the stations. We'll apply the credit to the current year. And those figures are quite clear. I sent them around twice previously. In any event, I think we're at time, so our poll has to call a roll on the motion for the closed session.
Okay. All right, the motion is to have an executive session at the start of the next scheduled meeting of the NFC to discuss SCA payments. Ken Aaron, Ahmad Anderson, Nick Arena?
No.
Adriana Kasanov? Nick Economidis?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Oh, yes.
1-4, 4 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, I think we have to move on to the next item on the agenda. Sorry we couldn't give more guidance to Efren.
Mr. Chair, did you want to reintroduce your prior motion? And if so, what would I need to do to allocate time for that to happen?
We have to extend time for that discussion.
Make a motion that we extend for 3 minutes.
Is there an objection?
Objection.
Okay, I'm going to ask if we can just call the roll. I don't want to spend time discussing whether or not to discuss at 3 minutes. It'll take more than 3 minutes to do.
Hold on. We've already got 1 second here. I have to erase a thing because I've gone on to the next item. 1 second. And since it's an extension, it isn't debatable anyway. So here we go. Mm-hmm. And... okay, the motion is to extend for 3 minutes. Ken Aaron, Ahmad Anderson, Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov, Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron, Ahmed Anderson, Adriana Kasanov, not here. Total, 4-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so we're extended for 3 minutes. Trying to see if I can find the original motion in my sent email. Or do you have it in your PowerPoint? My motion was basically to increase the overall central service obligations of all five stations by the amount of the TSA payments divided proportionally to each of the stations in accordance with their existing central service obligations, and then to credit the each station that is producing SCA payments for the amount of that payment against their current year central service obligations.
Screen.
Do you remember when you made that motion? Because it didn't pass, so it didn't go out in the motions passed email. So I have to look through meeting notes for that.
Let me go back. I heard Serene with some comments, so let me see if I can find it myself. And go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so remember that there's 5% that is retained. So I'm not, sorry?
Go ahead.
I'm not looking at the motion. I'm sorry, I have to see things. But what amount, the amount coming in should be the 100%, and the amount going out should be 95%.
Yeah, I understand what the original PNB motion was. I'm making a different motion. And again, as I explained previously, it was based on the fact that the opinion from the National Financial Office was that applying the credit towards arrears would just produce new arrears, and that they saw no need to have the 5% credit for the PNO. So my motion effectively is introducing a revised concept of the credit to the PNB by virtue of putting it into these budgets in the form I just stated.
Okay, so you're finding this motion, right?
I'm looking for it.
I think you emailed it to us, so it should be in the NFC email somewhere.
Yes, I understand that, but I have a lot of emails to the NFC. And
yeah.
Well, we had a meeting on January 10th.
Yes, we did.
Let me see if I can find it there. Might have been that one. I can't find it, but I won't write it up. The gist of it is what I said, that the central service payments for all five stations be increased to accommodate the amount of the SCA payments divided proportionally among the stations in the same proportion as they currently are paying their share of the central service payments. And then that the stations earning the SCA credits be credited for the amount of the SCA payment against current year central service obligations.
All right. Michael, if you're redoing the motion right here, you gotta say it again a little slowly, okay?
Okay. No, what I said was I will find it and forward it to you, but that's the gist of it.
Okay. In that case, I call for the orders of the day.
Okay, so that means you're calling the question on that motion, and we're going to vote on it.
Wait a minute. You don't have the motion. We haven't heard the motion.
I'll repeat the motion. The motion is that
You don't have it. Are you reading from it in front of you?
No, I'm not reading from it.
You're going to paraphrase it, so please, when you say it, say it a little slowly.
Okay. That the central service payments required of all five stations be increased by the amount of the SCA payments divided proportionally between the stations in the same proportion as their share of the current central service payments.
Okay. Proportionally between stations, continue.
In the same proportion as their share of the current central service payments.
Is that it?
And that the SCA payments be credited to the stations producing them against their current central service obligations.
Is that it?
Yes.
All right, what I have is that the central services that the central services payments required of all five stations be increased by the amount of the payments.
Yes, the SCA
payments. Divided proportionately between stations in the same proportion as their share of current central services payments, and that the SCA payment be credited to the stations producing them against their current central services obligations.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so you call for your orders today, and so that means we have to vote on that.
All right.
I have an amendment, a slight amendment.
What's your amendment?
In the first sentence, where you say central, where you say SCA payments. I would prefer it if you would say SCA annual income or annualized income.
Sure.
So the chair is saying that we're gonna. Okay, so we're allowing an amendment after the time was called. Okay. Okay, so it's to change SCA payments to SCA annual payments or revenue?
Sure.
Okay, so the amendment is to change SCA payments to SCA annual revenue.
In the first sentence.
In the first sentence.
I think it's just somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
Okay, to change SCA payments to SCA annual revenue in the first sentence.
Any objection to that amendment?
Say again?
I was asking, is there any objection to that amendment? I didn't hear any. So can you call the roll on the motion as amended?
Okay, hold on one second. The motion reads now that the central services requirements, that the central services payments required of all five stations be increased by the amount of the SCA annual revenue divided proportionately between stations for the same proportion, in the same proportion as their share of current central services payments, and that the SCA payment be credited to the stations producing them against their current central services obligations. Ken Aaron. Yeah, Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
No.
Adriana Kasanov. Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
OK. Okay, Ken Aaron, Ahmad Anderson, Adriana Kasanov. All right, 3-4, 3 against, 0 abstentions.
All right, give up. I give up. Defeated. Moving on. Next item on the agenda is review of available actuals. Efren, are you still on the call? Is there anything we need to say about that? Efren, are you on the call?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you want to say anything about the state of the current actuals? How far do we have actuals? Do the stations have them? Have they incorporated them into their budgets?
You mean the actual figures?
Yeah, the current financials through.
I have emailed to all the stations their actual figures.
Through December, January. Yes, I'm saying through January, or?
No. The January is not yet completed. Income statement.
Through December?
Yeah, only December.
Okay, so the first quarter.
Yeah, I have emailed everybody, including the NFC.
Mm-hmm. And is there any assessment about the relationship between the originally projected first quarter and the actual first quarter? As far as income versus expenses, is anybody doing better than anticipated?
You're asking if there is. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, I'm saying if we compare the actuals for the first quarter to the originally proposed budgets for the first quarter, are any of the stations doing better than anticipated in terms of income versus expenditures?
I have not received any revisions in the budget. No station who has updated the first quarter has ever forwarded to me their new budgets or updated budgets.
Okay. Any further discussion about the question?
R. Paul for a fast one here.
Go ahead.
Okay, so looking at the first quarter consolidated, it's showing a... you got to make these a little bigger. Old eyes. It's showing about 331 in the black for the first quarter for consolidated all of Pacifica, and I'm wondering how are central services calculated in that? Are they in some way, you know, are they accrued? Are they being debited technically from the stations to the P&O or what? I mean, I'm just asking
can
about how
that?
Real that amount, what is that, 330 is.
I will answer your question. On Tuesday, January 31st at 8:04 p.m., I emailed the NFC the first quarter income statement, and I had mentioned in the third paragraph that while we reported, P&O reported income of 173 for the first 3 months and a net income of 408,000 during 16. Please be aware that not all stations are able to remit their monthly services fees to P&O. So I had that analysis. I am not sure if you have read my email, but I forwarded it to the NFC January 31st, 8:04 p.m. So everybody accrued, paid or not, it is there.
Does everybody have the document open? It's the FY17, December 2016 income statement prepared January 31st.
Yeah, that's how I emailed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
right. Could I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
All right. Since, yeah, as usual, it's accrued. I wanted to make sure it was that. But by accruing money that wasn't paid,
the money that is not paid is recorded as expense on the part of the station
right.
and recorded as income on the part of National, collected
yes.
or not.
Yes, I understand this. But by doing it in this way here, it makes the stations look makes them look a little bit worse than they sort of actually are, and makes the P&O look a little bit better than it actually is financially. And you know, I'm always concerned about the way this has always been done. Anyway, by looking at all the numbers, can you give us a very short version of what is the bottom line of Pacifica's overall finances right now? Is the entire thing in reality really so far in the red?
If you would, I think I have answered your question as per my January 31st email. As I have mentioned, yes, National Office is reporting income, but stations, since they are not remitting central services to P&O, not everyone is remitting, P&O is under tremendous cash pressure. The deficiency is too much. That's why I immediately sent to you to the NFC, after I have sent the income statement. I immediately forwarded a copy of the cash flow projection for February up to April to emphasize how things are going at National Office. And then I followed that with the schedule of collectibles from the stations, where I think it's about almost 700,000, including the February central services. You can remove the 115,000 for February, but still it's more than 500,000 that P&O is unable to collect from the stations. And then I also have forwarded to you copies of the major payables of National Office to further show you how the payables are accumulating. I think I have more than fully illustrated the financial situation of National Office. Now, if you're asking about the stations, we all know that the stations are also not making good, except two, KPFK and KPFA. Well, it's just a personal opinion, but I guess everybody had been talking of widening the listenership, grow the listenership, but my opinion is unless Pacifica stations are able to attract the young listeners, because, well, you know, everybody knows that most of our listeners are old and they don't live forever. That's why the number of our listeners is decreasing. We have to consider the age factor. So Pacifica has to be able to start attracting the young generation to listen to the station, so that when we do fan drives, we have more listeners donating. Now, I do not know how should there be changes in programming. I do not know. I'm only an accountant. I do not know programming. I do not know how to attract listeners. But I can give you good figures. Well, that's all I can say.
Thank you.
This is Michael. I'm looking, for example, at KPFT. I'm looking at the budget, the last budget they submitted to us, which shows let's see, where is the comparison here? Okay, so they had actuals for October, and then they had projections for November and December for listener support. So the actuals are the actuals. It's 142,915. For November and December, they were showing 79,000 as projected listener support in November, or 80,000, and 83,000 in December. The actuals for KPFT of listener support in November were 29,000, let's say 30,000, 29,6, and 47,000. In other words, their listener support fell behind their projection by $50,000 in November and by an additional $35,000 in December. So I think far from improving our revenues, we're actually not reaching even the inadequate goals that we projected. And I think that's the fundamental problem at Pacifica. So we did, going back to when the National Board decided to lend KPFT, I'm just using it as an example, $100,000 for a new transmitter. They were mandated to come up with a plan for increasing listenership, not simply by relying on a stronger signal, but by better meeting the needs of the community they served. And that's the fundamental failure that we're experiencing. None of the stations are fulfilling their potential in terms of actually meeting community needs and attracting a base of support financially for the operations. So, this is not on you at all, my friend. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. We have to figure out how to improve our programming, our promotion. The boards need to be engaged in that. The management and staff need to be engaged in that. The priority of each station has to be identifying how to improve their programming, how to identify community needs, and meet them in such a way that they attract the listeners who will sustain the activities of Pacifica. Otherwise, we're heading out of business. There's no other way to...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mickey Konomaitis, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Nick, and then our Paul.
I agree with everything you said as a bottom line about the things that we need to do. I do feel compelled to speak up for KPFT and footnote that, we've lost our program director. That position has been vacant, and that's caused us problems in terms of doing the things that you've said. We lost our development director, which is, I think, one of the reasons why our revenue fell short, particularly in December. And our general manager is slated to retire at the end of February. So we're experiencing a lot of staff turnover, which is keeping us from executing. So just wanted to footnote that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm not trying to single out, and it's not just this year's problem. The shortfall is all the way across. There's no station that's doing what it should be doing as far as its revenues.
Your underlying points are well taken.
Yeah. Our Paul?
Yeah. I agree with the chair. And I'm very glad that we've gotten Efren to speak to us here and put this on the record, that all of Pacifica, again, is the money's not there. It's not coming in. The revenue is the gigantic problem. Everybody's got expenses, but there's been a lot of cutting, and you can't just keep cutting. There comes a limit, and so we have to find a way to raise more money, and we're not doing it. It's been a problem for more than this year with the budgets. I've been voting against some of these budgets because, quite frankly, I don't believe some of these budgets. Some of them look sort of not that bad on paper. None of them, I don't think, look good on paper. But some of them look not that bad on paper, but I am not trusting those figures because the projections are made management tends to make rosy predictions, and, you know, when you start looking at it, it kind of isn't as rosy. And so somehow, at some point, some entity in Pacifica has to say, hey, we have to look at exactly what the real money is and start dealing with that. Because, you know, it's not like this is a new thing. Last year we had budgets, and we passed a bunch of budgets, and the budgets largely were not performing as had been projected. So we can't really expect that, you know, we should be surprised that the first quarter actuals aren't tracking the first quarter projections in the budgets, those that have been passed so far. I'm not surprised about it. And, yeah, I mean, the main thing is the main money we can get in Pacifica is through listener support. And the main way we've ever found to get that, to harvest that, is by the on-air fundraisers. And there's two things. One, either we have to punch those up, find some way of appealing, as Efren has noted, maybe find some younger people, people younger than I am, to listen, or we've got to figure out some fundamentally different thing to do, because it is possible, I think we have to look at that, it is possible that the Lou Hill's listener support model is in need of some sort of change, fundamental change. Maybe it doesn't work at all anymore, or more likely, it needs to be changed in some different way. I don't have the solution for this. You know, different people do different things for fundraising these days, like Kickstarter and that stuff. Pacifica needs to look at some means of revenue, and when we look at it, it looks like a very hard thing to figure out for what we do. I mean, Pacifica is not going to go and become, you know, the glitzy, celebrity-loaded radio stations. We're going to keep hollering about the politics and about how a certain president is going to start World War III or something, and we need to start keep putting that out there, but, you know, we have to figure out how we can do that. And I don't have the solution, but I think we need to look at that. We need to, especially on the NFC, recognize that we're passing budgets that are not realistic. And I think the PNB needs to understand that, too. All right. Thank you.
So is there any motion in regard to this? Or All right, hearing none, all I can say is I will, forward that previous motion about creating a revenue enhancement working group with a mandate to come up with the plans in very short order. I forget, I think we gave it like 2 months or something of operation. For a discussion of the actuals, otherwise we'll move the agenda. Process for sending a consolidated budget document to the NFC. We have 30 minutes to figure out something about doing that.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
So I think the last time we met, we asked the secretary to prepare all the information that was needed, or that all the information requests that were made of the KPFA folks. And I don't know if we set a deadline to that or if I missed the email that we were going to get a copy of, but I'd like to know where we are.
Haven't done it yet. We had, okay, now I'm operating on memory right now from this. I have to look up the last meeting bit, and there was something about that. I'll look again, and I'll email the NFC about it. There was some issue with that. Okay.
Can I give some comments?
Yeah, go ahead, Efren.
Yeah. We have mentioned earlier KPFT. Now, what I did, I opened the income statement, which I emailed to you, as well as the copy of the budget of KPFT. And it appears that all stations, we should, the NFC should require all the stations that as long as their budgets are not yet approved, they should update the figures of their actual or past months. Why am I saying that? For example, KPFT, miscellaneous income for the first 3 months is 600. But in the budget, the miscellaneous income for the first 3 months is 3,750. Community events income for the first 3 months is 1,103. In the budget, it is how much? 19,000 for the first 3 months. What I mean to say is the actual figure should, as long as the budgets are not approved, each station should be required to change their past month's figures, actual figures, and put the actual figures in their budget. Now we have the December figure, October, November, December. They should put the actuals for October, November, and December. So the NFC, when you review the figures, you will see how, you'll be surprised why the figures jumped, the income figures jumped in the budget. In the budget compared to the actuals, and it's frightening, I tell you.
Yes,
it's very, very frightening. Because you'll be passing budgets which are very far from actual.
Yeah, that was the purpose of this review here, and the local station boards are all mandated to conduct quarterly reviews of the budget versus actuals for their stations. So.
I am referring to the budget, which is under deliberation, because I understand the...
I understand this, what you're saying. What I'm saying is that there are mechanisms in place to deal with this that we need to enforce. The mandate from the... Let's see. The mandate
Chair?
From the... Yes?
I think it would be kind of a waste of time to get into a cycle of endlessly revising the budgets. And to your point, I think what would be much more useful is analyzing performance against the budgets as they were drafted. I would be glad to talk to you about KPFT in detail of where we are and why we're there, and more importantly, what our second quarter is looking like too, as well. I think that'd be a much more useful exercise.
Yeah, I was trying to complete the thought. The National Finance Committee is not going to do that month by month. It's just we have too much else to deal with. The local station boards are mandated and required to do a quarterly review of the performance of their stations, budget versus actual. And so everybody here who's still on a local station board should make this committee is composed of the treasurers of each of the stations, and the local finance committees should be doing that on a regular basis. I was just looking, just for curiosity's sake, because I'm from KPFK. KPFK is just looking at the list of support now. October projected was 371, actuals 327. November projected was 188, actuals 182. But December made up the difference. So for 2 months running, they did worse, and then the third month they did better. So you're going to have fluctuations, but the point is to look at the overall trend and what's happening. And if in a quarter we don't hit our mark, it's very hard to make up the rest of it in the remaining 3 quarters. So, what a friend is saying is correct in a sense, but it's not for the NFC. It is for the local station boards and the local treasurers and local management and for the, the national management to make sure the local management is doing its job. Serena had asked about the question to KPFA in particular, because their budget was up in the air based on material we asked for. I did forward to the IED the motion asking for them to produce a budget to us. This is early in January. I haven't heard back from anyone as to their having done that. They were asked to produce the, incorporate the actuals, and include the full salary tab. And I haven't received it. So that's where that stands. So in any case, we're talking about the question of trying to produce a consolidated budget document. I do think that, although I agree that we can't keep updating the budget, I think that the consolidated document that's submitted to the NFC should incorporate the actuals for the first quarter and compare it to the original projection so people have a sense of what the performance was compared to what it was supposed to be. But I think that has to get incorporated. The other parts of it are the, I don't know what to do about it. The central services and the SEA credit have to be incorporated. I failed, you know, my motion has failed twice, so that's third time is not going to happen. But I made my other suggestion to a friend, which is that he just put in the existing central service payments, the existing credit, according to the PNB formula, and embed that into the document, and then it will illustrate what the shortfall is, and the PNB will have to deal with it. So I think this is primarily on the National Finance Office to complete. I hate to burden you with it, but I think it's beyond our capacity. You're talking about getting into Great Plains and so on. So that's my recommendation, that the consolidated budget document incorporate the actuals for the first 3 months and compare it to the projected for the first 3 months, incorporate the existing central service payments from last year, incorporate the SCA credit as prescribed in the PNB motion, which is divided between current arrears and 5% of the P&O. And then people will have to see that none of those are going to be balanced, especially not for the P&O, and the PNB will have to deal with it. I don't know if that requires a motion or that's just guidance from the chair of the committee to the National Financial Staff, but there has to be a document that the PNB can look at. Go ahead. Who's that?
It's Serene. I would recommend that it be a motion only so that we have it in writing.
Okay. All right. I'll try to write it up and send it in. Hang on a second. Go back to my email. Okay, here's my motion. Resolve that the NFC recommends to the National Financial Staff that they produce a consolidated budget document incorporating the unit budget documents with the NFC recommended provisos, including incorporation of actuals for the first quarter compared to original projections, with the previous year central services and application of the SCA credit per the PNB motion, with the expectation that this will reflect a serious shortfall in funding. Further adjustments will then have to be made by the NFC and PNB.
You sent that?
I just sent it. I had to read it first.
Hello, Michael. Can I comment?
Yes.
Yeah. As you mentioned, national office should make the consolidated or reflect the changes in the central services SCA presentations. We can do that, but give me specific instructions how I should do that.
Yes, that's incorporated in the motion. I'll send you the PNB motion again. But essentially what we're saying at this point, what I'm saying at this point is put in the existing, since we have not yet come up with any other formula, put in the existing last year's central service payments as the obligation, credit the stations for the SCA according to the formula, 5% to the PNO, 45% for arrears, and if there are any, and 50%. Or more, depending for a current year, with the expectation that that's not going to balance. I understand that. I understand what you're saying, and it's going to be a shortfall. And then people will have to deal with it at that point. The NFC and or the PNB will have to revise that to come up with a balanced proposal and some increase in central service obligations, and hopefully in the interim we'll also be producing some plan for revenue increases. I'll send that to you separately. I thought you were on the list, but maybe you're not.
He's
on the list, okay.
I pulled it from the website. I don't know if you've hit email yet. Yep, you hit email.
I got the copy of the email. What I'm referring to is the specific manner how to compute these central services, SCA allocations. Anyway, everybody knows the figures. Everybody knows the central services. Everybody knows the SCAs. So what is not really very clear to me is how to proceed with this new computation. So what I would request from Michael is to give me the table.
All right, I will do that.
Yeah.
I'll send you the PNB motion and my calculation of how that works.
That would be very much appreciated.
Just not right this minute. So did people receive that motion?
I have a copy. I got the email.
The discussion? I know it's not customary for us to make recommendations to the National Financial Office, but I just feel like we have to move this process forward in some way that it's not happening with the stations. So let me
raise a question here. So when you say National Financial Staff,
that means me.
That's you. Wouldn't that it's one guy. Wouldn't that be recommends to the National Office? Because that's like a formal entity. Yeah. I don't know that there's something named National Financial Staff, especially if it's one guy. So, I don't know.
All right.
Specific. The PNB will do that.
You want to count that as an amendment? I mean, I don't know. Does that make sense? Am I not knowing that there's something formally known as National Financial Staff.
Well, normally I would say to the CFO, but you don't have a CFO, so that's why I said that. But I don't care. The National Office is fine with me.
So I have an amendment on the floor to replace National Financial Staff with National Office.
Okay. Any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, that will be incorporated. Any objection to the main motion as amended? Hearing none, we'll say that's approved. We have... so we're up to new business, and the only thing we have there so far is 5 minutes on an audit update. I did receive an email from Lydia. Let me look for that. Okay, she said she would send me what's owed to the auditors, but I don't see that. I did ask her, apart from what's owed,
the amount owed to the auditors is in the cash flow projection. That is, there are two, audit fees and tax services fees. The audit fee is $20,694. And the unpaid tax fees is 12,000 something. So total is 2694 and 32,735. That's the total we owe the auditors.
Okay, and that's for the previous audit?
2014.
Right. So the question is, and then there would be an additional charge for the 2015 audit.
And they're not starting the audit until we pay this.
Right.
Oh.
And there's no audit engagement yet, no audit engagement letters yet. Now, it may not be my area, but I just want to comment. Armanino is not cheap. It's not cheap. They're expensive. And there are a lot of auditors. Why do you insist on Armanino? That's my comment.
Okay, but that's the province of the audit committee. It is the audit committee that reviews and considers who the auditor should be, so that's not the purview of the finance committee.
Yeah, I have mentioned that to you before, Michael, and you mentioned you would be mentioning that to the audit committee.
Yes, I did pass it along to a member at that time. I don't know if she's still on the audit committee or not. I'm not familiar with the current composition of the audit committee.
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. Okay. So we can't begin, at least with Armanino, we can't begin to do FY15 and therefore not FY16. Until we pay, what is this, $32,735 to Armanino. And even then we're not sure that they'll agree to it. So there's a big roadblock to even doing the FY15 and FY16 audits. I don't know if everybody's aware of this, but at least WPAI's LSB has passed a motion, suggesting to the, PNB that we that all the stations hold a big on-air fundraiser to pay off the debt to the auditors and to raise money to get maybe FY15 and FY16 done together and have that all done in time by June 30th, assuming that we legally get the extension, because really we're supposed to get it by, what is it, the end of February or the end of March that we're really, the end of March, we're supposed to have the audits in, but you get the extensions pretty automatically, although we're so far behind. I mean, I wonder if the NFC should pass a motion regarding, you know, maybe we should have the two audits in one and have a big deal fundraiser to try and raise the money exclusively for that. Because when you do a fundraiser for a very important single thing, it tends to go well, tends to go better than the general pay us money. So I don't know. What do folks think about that? I'm very concerned that we have this roadblock and that we're gonna blow the looks like we're gonna blow through more deadlines, especially with the unmentionable California Attorney General documents that are out there.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Nick.
From the KPFT standpoint, I definitely support anything that we can do, well, almost anything that we can do, because I've got some concerns here. But I definitely support the idea of raising money for the audits. Definitely something we need to do. My concern with a special fundraiser, if it's going to be an on-air fundraiser, is we're just coming out of fund drive. We're going to need to do another fund drive before the end of the quarter to meet our revenue goal. And if we insert a third fund drive into the quarter, we've just gone to all fund drive all the time, and I think we're going to drive our listenership pretty close, or it's about as close to zero as we can. So my concern would be how many fund drives we can have. And, you know, I would urge that we try to find an alternative to another on-air fund drive.
Yeah, Michael Gusak, I think at least two stations are just going, and KPFK just started a fund drive, and I think, is that true for the WBAI as well?
Yeah, started yesterday.
Yeah, so I think a lot of the stations are in the same, you know, situation. It's very hard to project an additional fund drive on top of the ones we're doing just to stay afloat.
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Aren't we out of time for the meeting?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to fade. I'm just wondering where we are on that.
Yeah, I don't think we said an end time. We did have 5 minutes for discussion. I think that's gone.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, this is 10 minutes. Okay. Well, point of order, Mr. Chair. Let me point out, we don't have a next meeting date set, do we?
Yes, I'm hoping that the next meeting will be set by a new committee.
Well. There's no meeting date set right now, so that's where we are.
Well, did you want to move to extend the meeting and set a meeting date?
Why do we need to extend the meeting? We're a new business. There's no adjournment time. There's nothing to extend.
Okay. All right. You want to make a motion with a meeting date?
Let me go to kpftx.org and see what they're doing up there. Today is the 7th. The 21st is open. And the 28th is open.
I prefer the 21st.
21st. Any objection to a compliance committee meeting on February 21st, Tuesday, in 2 weeks? Just heard somebody leaving the call, but hearing no objection, I think we've completed our business. Next meeting on the 21st, I'll call you about that.
Yeah. So we're adjourned?
Yeah, we're adjourned. Thank you.